You've just heard a little sampling of the music by Masasumi Aso, whose artistic name is Sammy. And that is the title cut off of his latest CD, his second CD, titled Moon Over the Ruined Castle. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much for inviting me to be here.
What a wonderful, wonderful piece of work. This CD is just delicious to listen to. I've enjoyed it so much. And tell me about the very first cut, Moon Over the Ruined Castle. I recognize a lot of the other cuts as being, oh, some of them American standards, Amazing Grace and Feelings and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But what about that one, Moon Over the Ruined Castle?
That is a very, very famous piece in Japan. Mm-hmm. And also well-known, like a national music kind of thing.
Okay. And almost like a folk song?
Yeah, it's exactly like a folk song.
Excellent.
All people, almost everybody knows about these songs because, you know, even teach in school when they are little kid.
Now, in the traditional form, the way you play it, it has a haunting, that new age edge to it that's a very meditative sound. Is your rendition typical of the way it's known in Japan or different?
This is my original type of way to play because, mm-hmm. I mentioned to on the explanation of my music, I called wabi-sabi art.
Yes, I wondered about the term wabi-sabi art. Educate me.
Wabi-sabi is a very, very traditional type of art. Mm-hmm. In Japan, and very long history, and maybe over 1,000 years history. And this is, philosophy. People is harmony mm-hmm. with nature.
That really does make your music come into focus, because it's like you are so alive at the keyboard that you really become the music. It's a lovely way of making music. Tell me a little bit about your background. I know you were born in Japan, and then what?
I was working regular type of business, mm-hmm. and I was working in Japanese company, mm-hmm. and they transferred me here. And it's already 26 years living in El Paso.
Oh, you're in El Paso and then.
Maybe.
It's permanent.
Practically.
Yes. but that's your business story. Tell me about your piano story.
I was start learning piano at 5 years old. Mm-hmm. I love music. And I want to continue my music no matter how. Mm-hmm. And when I was young, I tried to become a conductor in orchestra. Mm-hmm. But at that time, it's very difficult to be a conductor. Of course, it's very few orchestra exist in Japan. And not so much people is to become a conductor. And also, on the other hand, I was very good for the piano also. But, my hand is not big enough to play the big piece.
Okay, small hands, basically.
Yeah, very small hands,
Well, apparently your early teachers knew that you had talent and recognized that. And then you come up against the issue of not having huge spidery fingers and the difficulty of really careers in the arts in every country can be challenging. Well, this is your second CD. Apparently you released your first CD titled Feelings, and that was what year? 2005, I believe, is when you released Feelings. And then this is your second CD now, Moon Over the Ruined Castle. And this one is special also in that your parents are contributors.
Oh, yes. That's another, a very important thing I can say, because the cover, the picture,
yes,
is my mom's art. This is also very traditional type of art in Japan, is using the black board mm-hmm. and sand on the top.
Is that it? It's called Bonseki?
It's called Bonseki.
It's a beautiful, haunting image on the front, black and white for the most part. And then your 97-year-old father requested the title cut.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes.
And they are still living in Japan?
Yes.
How often do you return?
I'm trying to go back to Japan maybe 2 times a year.
And where did you record this second album?
This is in Tokyo.
In Tokyo, the whole thing live?
It's whole thing live.
It was live in studio, one take?
But just like that, because, you know, I just play all the songs one shot.
Wow. Straight through.
Straight through.
That's a pretty amazing way to go about making an album. Well, you have produced a truly lovely product, and I congratulate you on having a double life, because you are currently executive vice president of, is it Solrak?
Yes.
Corporation. You've established your own consulting firm, and you are so alive, and your life is so filled with your music in so many other ways. Apparently, you've also used it to inspire your employees at different points in time. So you've done amazing things. My guest today is Masasumi Aso, whose artist's name is Sammy, S-A-M-I. You can find out more about his music on his website, sammylive.com, and you can buy his first album, Feelings, and his second album, Moon Over the Ruined Castle, on CD Baby, on Amazon, or on iTunes. And I do hope that you will come back and talk with us again when you are going to be performing here in El Paso sometime.
Of course. Thank you very much for having me here.
Thank you.